So in this body, these six waves keep coming. Lamentation, illusion, old age, death, hunger and thirst. And there is Sapta Twak, seven layers. There are seven layers in this body and in this universe. Seven layers are skin, blood, muscle, fat. Bone, marrow and semen. And then this tree has eight branches. Ashta Vitapa. Eight branches are the five gross elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. And then these five elements, and then the three subtle things: mind, intelligence, and false ego. We can see the gross body, but everyone has a subtle body. Just suppose somebody is an engineer. So, on this material gross body, it is not written that he is an engineer. In some paper or something, it is written that he may be an engineer. So, being an engineer is not stuck to his gross body. That's called subtle body. So, there is body and there is mind, intelligence and false ego. And then they're saying there is Nava Akshaha, means nine holes. Even the tree of this universe has nine holes, tree of this body has nine holes. Sometimes the trees have some holes. In the front, there is five, mouth, two nose, nostrils and two eyes. So, all kinds of body that the Lord has made, there's nine holes. It's not that that there is this whole body is laminated and there is no way of knowing what's happening inside. From these nine holes, waste product is always coming out. That's why one should become detached from this body. This body is full of not such nice things. And a person becomes crazy about the looks of his body. Just if you take out the skin from this body, this plastic kind of covering, it will be such a shocking sight. Inside there's muscle and blood and stool and urine. And then the Lord has made holes on these bodies to give us knowledge, so we can see, look what's inside your body. Then they're saying, there is Dasha Chadi. Dasha Chadi means 10 kinds of life air. Just like the leaves of a tree. They're called Krikala, Kurma, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. Like this, they have names. In the body, there are 10 kinds of air. There's one air that we breathe. This is called prana. And sometimes we yawn. And that yawning is called vyan. Air comes out of the mouth. On its own, the mouth opens wide. And we yawn. Even if you try to stop, it's not easy to stop. Sometimes children, before sleeping, they start to yawn. And underneath, passing stool, etc., the air that controls it, it's called apan. Everything happens by the use of air. One air is called saman that circulates the blood, our veins, blood circulation. Doctors, they need air to pump from outside to measure the blood pressure. Air is very important. And this air we have not made. Everything God has made. This blood that's running in our veins, this is running because of air. And when a mother gives birth to a child, that also takes place because of air. So there is 10 kinds of airs in this body. This is like the 10 leaves on a tree. In this body, they're saying Dvi Khaga means Dvi, two Khaga birds. There's two birds in this body, a soul and the spirit, and a spiritual spirit soul and the supreme soul. There is the super soul is one, and the souls are in unlimited numbers. In this world there is Ishwar, Paramatma. In this body there is Ishwar. So one bird is eating the fruits of happiness and distress. And the other bird is simply watching. He does not try to enjoy. He does not have these taste these two kinds of fruits, happiness and distress, in this body. So, in this body, there is soul and super soul, and also in this whole universe is the super soul and unlimited souls. Karuna Dakshay Vishnu, first of all, then Garva Dakshay Vishnu, then Kira Dakshay Vishnu. It's not that the Lord has made this universe and He is just simply sleeping, that or that He has forgotten about us. To maintain this, once in a while He takes His incarnation. It's called Purusha Avatars. His first avatar is Purusha Avatar, Karno Dakshay Vishnu, all three. This universe body also has two birds. One bird is completely satisfied in his own self. And this other bird is totally enamored by the sense gratifications of this world. The living entities are in unlimited numbers, and Krishna is one. The super soul is one. And because of this, he is suffering. So there is Dvi Khara, two birds. There is only one Lord, Ekameva Advitya. Only one, no second. And he is completely satisfied in his own pleasure. He doesn't need any pleasure from this world. It's not that he has run out of pleasure in his spiritual world and he's come here. He comes to give pleasure to people here. He doesn't come to enjoy the things of this world. In this way, they're saying, this world that you are giving birth to, living entities, they're so engrossed in enjoying here that they don't even pay any attention of what is in the spiritual world. Or as if he doesn't have enough staff in the spiritual world So he comes here to take some people for to do his work over there. When he says sarva dharman parityaja, means you surrender unto me, so he needs us in his spiritual world. It's not like that.
Text 28.
So, those who have lost their intelligence due to Maya, they say that this world is created by this or by that, or it was born in this way or that way. They give credit to the mother and father, they give credit to the scientists. This, the demigods are saying, their experience is proof. They're saying that from Eka, you alone are the cause of this material world. Only you, you are the creator, maintainer and annihilator. And that's why, that is why we take shelter of you. We will hear this, the Garva Stuti, their prayers to the womb, Krishna in the womb, tomorrow. Usually it takes 4-5 days to describe. Therefore, having heard all these things, we should go home and meditate about this. But what can we do? We have to speak of these prayers in one day, and day after tomorrow will be the appearance of the Lord. You all have given up your precious time to come and hear about Krishna. There is so much pressure. No time, pressure from the job, pressure from the nature, you won't get time off. There is social pressure, you won't get time off work. Saturday, Sunday, the society lets you be. So, there is not so much time, we should hear. You all have come from so far away to hear, for which I am very thankful to you.
Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakrite Namaha Vancha Kalpatal Dadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Tvame Kayeva Chasataha Prasuti,
Tvam
Sannidhanam Tvamanu Grahasya, Tvammayaya Samvritate Tvasasvam, Pashyanti Nana Navipashito Ye Nidhanam.
Text 29.
Divarsi Rupaya Vabodhayatma Chema Yalokasya Taracharasya Satto Papannani Sukha Vahani Satam Bhadrani Muhu Kalanam.
Text 30.
Mbujaksha Khilasatva Dhamni Samadhina Vesita Cheta Saike Padupada Potena Mahakrutena Kurvanti Govatsa Padam Bhavabdhin.
Text 31.
Yam Samupi Yasudostaram Jamam Bhavarnamam Bhimam Adabhya Sauhrdaha Bhavat padam bhoruhanava matyate nibhaya jataha sadanu graho bhavan.
32.
Ravindaksha vimukta maninaha svayasta bhavada vishuddha buddhaya adohya krishrena param padam tataha patam tadhona adhita jasmadangaya.
Text 33.
Nate ma bhavata vakah kochit drashyam ti marga tai babdha sahradaha taya bhikupta vicharanti nirbhaya vinayakani kapamurdha suprabho.
We are hearing of the Lord's gunas, His glories, from the lotus mouth of Lord Brahma and the demigods.
भगवान के विषय में अनादि काल से क्या हैं, कैसे हैं, उनका स्वभाव कैसा है?
On the subject matter of the Lord, since time immemorial, the saintly persons have been speaking.
इस विषय में लोग बोलते रहते हैं, वो क्या हैं, कैसे हैं?
Who he is, how he is, what his nature is like, what are his characteristics?
इस विषय में
His power, his place of living. On this subject, since time immemorial, living entities have been describing. And then there are such kind of persons, especially human beings, that believe that there is no God. No controller.
भगवान गीता में कहते हैं
द लॉर्ड सेज इन द भगवद गीता
ऐसा कहते हैं कि ईश्वर नहीं है
दैट द डिमोनिक पर्सन से
कोई कंट्रोलर
दैट देयर इज नो गॉड देयर इज नो कंट्रोलर
भगवान बोल रहे हैं
दिस द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर इज स्पीकिंग
असुर लोग कहते
हैं द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज स्पीकिंग इन भगवद गीता
ही
सेइंग दैट द डिमोनिक पर्सन दे थिंक लाइक दिस The Lord is saying, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. So the Lord knows very well what all people speak about Him. He is in everyone's heart. What kind of things people talk about Him? He knows everything. Actually, the Lord has unlimited qualities. So the learned people, they describe Him in so many ways. Just like some learned people say that God is just. Whatever people do, what karma they do, He gives them the reaction. And at the same time, another group, they say no. Lord is very kind. Actually, He is both.
जो कठोर दंड देते हैं नरक में भी जीवों को पटकते हैं परंतु इसके साथ ही साथ परम दयावान है
He sends the sinful persons to the hellish regions and at the same time He is very kind.
लेकिन आप भागवत
generally in this world we see that mother and father they give birth to a child but they don't annihilate him they don't destroy him they don't kill him but you will read in the Bhagavatam it says everywhere that he gives birth to this creation he maintains and he annihilates also himself in the form of Lord Shiva he destroys the whole universe he has unlimited qualities and sometimes one quality seems to be against another quality but still he is the base of all these qualities the human beings people they can say whatever they like about the Lord but when the demigods speak they are the proof their words are correct how they describe the Supreme Lord Krishna we should Take their words to heart. We should read and we should hear. And if we don't learn, hear from the experience of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, then if you hear from these third class people on this planet Earth, they speak all kinds of things about Krishna. Then the mind becomes doubtful. Mind will become confused. You may think the wrong things about what is Krishna. But whatever the demigods speak about the Supreme Lord, It has been put in the Bhagavatam. And it has been put for us. We can hear, we can see Krishna from Lord Brahma's or Lord Shiva's or Lord or Narad Muni's. We can see Krishna through their eyes. There is some child in somebody's womb. Would somebody offer prayers to him? You can, if you ask the child, what is your name? Will he know anything? He would not even know where he is. Maybe later on he may get some title of a doctor or engineer. But in the womb, nobody is a doctor or engineer. Nobody is a prime minister in the womb. Nobody is a temple president. Maybe later, when he comes out and he becomes educated, then he gets a degree and a label that he is an engineer doctor. And if he becomes an officer, then he starts to boss other workers. And the same person, when he was in the womb, what knowledge did he have? Nothing. After he took birth, he could not even sit up or stand up. But the Lord, when he was in the womb, then all the demigods came and they were offering prayers. Whether he is in the womb or outside the womb, all his energies are always with him.